Welcome to the James Mellon Podcast. I am Dr. James Mellon, and I am here to help you live your greatest life ever by living life to the fullest. What you're about to hear is one of my Sunday talks from our Celebrations of Love. I hope you enjoy it. So I have a story for you. So this week, on Spirit Breath, I picked a song to close our Spirit Breath with. Now, if you don't know what Spirit Breath is, you should really try it. It keeps growing daily. It is a half-hour meditation from 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Totally free. You just come on, and there I am with sometimes 20 to 30 people. And sometimes at the end of our Spirit Breath, I will play some song like, you know, Jason Mraz singing something, or Justin Timberlake singing I've Got a Feeling. And I picked this song, and it was going on. And so we're all in this deep meditative state. And the song came on. You know, you watch people in there, some of them get up and start dancing, and some people are moving around. But I was kind of in this meditative state. And I was thinking to myself, what does it mean to be me? I'm listening, and it was all about expression that day. It was all about, who are you? And I'm thinking to myself, what does it mean to be you, John? Do you know what it means to be you? That's a no. You're like, I came here to play guitar. You know, do you know Robbie? What does it mean to be Robbie Gilman? The band's always very helpful to me. So what does it mean to be you? It's like really a very provocative question. And then I got this question, which is for you. How original are you in your approach to life? How original are you, Carol? You are original on a daily basis. How many people can say that? I am original on a daily, let's all say that. I am original on a daily basis, Carol Hatchett. So, yeah, how original are you? How original am I in my life? And I really had to ask myself that because I feel like I'm an original. And yet, there's a grand history, a vast history in my life that brought me to this moment. Am I just the result of all of that? Or is there something in me that is so original that all of that gets thrown away in any given moment that I decide to be original? And so I can surprise people because I'm going to be someone totally different. How often are you someone totally different? How often do people look at you and go like, who are you? Because you're just shocking them. You're surprising them. I don't think it happens enough. I really don't. People do say that to me, but I understand what they're saying. So here's an Ernest Holmes quote. We are compelled to assume the actuality of an original creative energy and intelligence before which nothing comes. Let me read this again to you. We are compelled to assume, to understand that in a very real sense, the original creative energy and intelligence of the universe, the quantum field, exists in you, as you, before which nothing comes. So in every moment in this quantum field of creativity, there is a new idea waiting to be expressed as you. That's what expression is. There's something brand new, something you've never thought of before, something you've never even contemplated before. Original, creative energy and intelligence. That's going on at all times. But we very often stick to the concept and the idea that we've already put together. And so here I am. Here are my likes. Here are my dislikes. Here's what I feel. Here's what I know. Here's what I think. And yet, what if we just threw it all away and said, no, you know what? I'm just here to express. I'm just here to express this original creative sense, whatever that is. What do you think about that? Does that feel too confusing? If I was just that, who am I? I'm that. Oh, you're looking at it here. I'm that. Who am I? I am and original creative energy and intelligence before which nothing comes. That's who I am. Say that at Starbucks when they ask you for your name on your cup. Hi, can I get your name? Yes, I'm the original creative energy and intelligence before which nothing comes. Could you make that shorter? God. Would you like cream with that? Nope, I'm fully contained. I mean, that's really, really who we are. So when I say, who am I got to get all that other stuff out of my head. So now do you get it, John? Yeah. Right? So if I'm willing to get all that out of my head, now I can actually expand my identity. So when we're talking about expansion, I would like us to consider expanding ourselves, expanding our identity, past even comedian. That's just something that you do, I'm sure, brilliantly. But even beyond that, something else. That's part of it. Being a doctor, a lawyer, a husband, a wife, a child, a student, all of those things, that's part of it. But every day, on a regular basis, if we were willing to put all of that aside and go, now what? Who could I be? That's expansion. And to understand that there's something in me expanding anyway, as Kevin said, as Reverend Kevin said. So the title of my talk today is One of a Kind. You are one of a kind. What's the kind? You know, if you're one of a kind, what's the kind? Well, God is the kind. The infinite universe, the creative soul of mankind, of humanity. That's what you are one of a kind. And you are unique. There is no one else like you in the entire universe, Carolyn. Right? Diane? There's no other Diane Brabant. Would you think? Yep. So if there's no one like you, and you are so unique, what if you changed it up a little bit? What if you actually took the initiative to be that creative intelligence? To listen. To not be so quick to know what you know. You know my motto, I know nothing. Now what can I know? What can I learn? Wouldn't that be an amazing way? So I want to ask you a question. What are you doing if you are all unique, right? If you are all unique, my question to you is, what are you doing with your uniqueness? Actively. What are you doing with it, Paula? What are you doing with that amazing uniqueness that you are, that there's no one like you? What are you actually doing with it? Are you spending it well? Are you living it well? Or are you getting caught in the same old, same old? One of the things about this teaching, I remember when I first came and heard religious science being spoken, and it was with Dr. David Walker. And when he started talking, I just had this feeling like I could do anything. I left the Scottish Rite? I left the Scottish Rite building in Hollywood on a cloud, just thinking, oh my God, I can do anything. And I was already an overachiever. Anybody else? Who are the overachievers here? You can put your hand up, Eric. I know you. Thank you. Eric, did you put your hand up? You didn't? You're not an overachiever? Tiffany, are you an overachiever? Yes, right. Kevin, I know you are, right? Yeah. So I was already an overachiever, but I left that sanctuary, that room, thinking anything is possible. But here's the thing. If anything is possible, you end up with the question, what am I going to create? It's all possible. What am I going to create? And very often, we kind of fall back to same old, same old. We fall back to our old tricks, our old habits. We fall back to our old personality, our old personality traits. And I'm here today to really stir us up and say, you know what? If I really am all that, then it's time for me to do something with it. Yes? Yes. How many of you would like to do something with this? Yes. The rest of you, you're like, I'm good. No, I really do want to do something with it. You know, I want to do something with this thing called spirituality. Because what we're doing here today is really not on the trajectory to keep growing and expanding. It just isn't. Because there's something new that wants to come out. There's something bigger that wants to be understood. You know, we started ministerial studies this week, and I had them read this article by a Presbyterian minister who quit. And it was the most depressing article. And I figured if I have all 10 ministerial students, including Tiffany, 11, read this article, then we'll see who shows up at class. Because it would be very easy to go, why am I thinking of being a minister? This is terrible. But it was this amazing article about what's going on in the universe, what's going on in our world when it deals with church and religion. Actually, Eric, are you the one that sent me that? Yeah. Thanks. That was a depressing day. But then I understood the truth of it. Because truthfully, Joe Dispenza has 20,000 people showing up at a weekend workshop. 20,000 people. And the rest of them can't get in. They're on a waiting list. Why is that? Because there are 20,000 people that want to know the truth about who they are and what this world is like and what the quantum field is and how creative we are inside and how much there is that we can accomplish. There are people that are thirsty for this. We're not thirsty for religion per se. We are thirsty for truth, spiritual truth. So yeah, I want to be one of a kind. And I want to throw away everything I think I know and be open to anything that's ready to be known on this quantum field. You know, people say that I survived cancer. I didn't survive cancer. I thrived in my health. Cancer just did its thing and moved on. 12 years ago, stage 4 cancer. Most of the prognoses were, you're done. You'll be out of here by August, probably. And I laughed. I was like, what? That just doesn't compute. So I didn't even think about it. I didn't even know at the time, because I don't think anybody told me at the time, that my prognosis was 80-20. 80% you're moving on, and 20% you'll get past this. But here's the deal. We are not here to survive. We are here to thrive. And the mindset that understands that is only going to thrive, period. Because survival is not in the mix. I'm not here to survive. I'm not here to get by. I'm not here to just have a so-so life. I'm not here to just be comfortable. I'm here to be excited, passionate, successful, healthy, vibrant. All of the things I think everyone is here for. Yes?
Yes.
Bigger. Yes?
Yeah.
Right. So, Deepak Chopra, each of us is a unique strand in the intricate web of life and here to make a contribution. So my question to you is, what is your contribution? Ralph Waldo Emerson says, to be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. We are living in a world that is asking us to get so caught up in the bull stuff. You know what? In the bullshit. In the bullshit of life. It's asking us to get caught up in that and then taking us away from the only work that's important, which is you getting to know you, Scott. Really know you in an amazing way. Coco Chanel said, in order to be irreplaceable, one must always be different. How different are you today than you were yesterday? There are ways. Right, John? There are ways. They never have to sit on stage for my talk, but I mix things up today. This is how I keep them here. Different. What's the line in? I guess it's in the song T and A from Chorus Line. Different is nice, but it sure isn't pretty. Pretty is what it's about. You all remember Chorus Line, the musical? Isn't that it? Different is nice, but it sure isn't pretty. Pretty is what it's about. I never met anyone who was different who couldn't figure that out. So beautiful. It's at the ballet. Anyway, I'm happy to be different. What about you? Are you happy to be different? Who here doesn't like being different? Good, because you're kind of all different. it really works. So, Coco Chanel, Henry David Thoreau. I love going from Coco Chanel to Henry David Thoreau. If a man does not keep pace with his companions, perhaps it is because he hears a different drummer. Let him step to the music which he hears, however measured or far away. I think there is a gigantic drum right now being thudded, right, Peter, in the world. It is a gigantic drum, and I don't care. When we talk about politics, there's a huge political drum being pounded, and I don't care which side of that drum you're on. It's loud. It's too loud. It is time to stop being caught up in that kind of sound and start getting back to the internal, unique you that knows the truth about whatever is being pounded. I think this center is such an amazing center of unique, crazy, weird individuals. I really do. And I consider myself crazy, unique, and weird as well. And weird in a way that is fun. And one of the things I'm excited about the gala, I want to see people wearing the most outlandish, crazy, amazing outfits to this gala. I want to see gowns and boas and hats and colors. So all you girls with your black cocktail dresses, think of color. I want to see everybody just on the dance floor going crazy. Who wants that? Yeah. Overwhelming. But that's what I want. And I love that. And you all know me, those of you who's been to one of our galas. Raise your hand. So then most of you know how I am at the gala. I just dance. I love dancing. I love to dance the night away. When Nora was with us, Nora and I danced constantly through the whole gala. It was just amazing. So now I'm free to dance with all of you. So grab me and dance with me. Okay, you will. Okay. So now the best quote that I found for today is this one. The most profound, because I always look for the profound writers, the profound authors. Dr. Seuss. Today you are you. That is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you. This is the truth. And this is where I want every single one of us to be. In this moment, right now. That place inside where everything is unfolding, bubbling up, and we're actually listening to it because we can. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the James Mellon Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing to the show. That way, you'll be sure to receive every new episode. And if you want to reach out and talk to me, you can always find me at my website, jamesmellon.org. Thanks again, and I will see you next time.